Reading Palette. Red. Basic. Chapter 1. Teddy Bears. Reading Passage. Stuffed Toys. Did you know that U.S. emergency services carry supplies of teddy bears? During an emergency, police, firefighters, and paramedics often hand over teddy bears to calm children down. Dolls have been around for over 500 years, but not teddy bears. They really took off in the USA thanks to the 26th president. In 1902, President Theodore Teddy Roosevelt visited Mississippi to meet with the governor. With business out of the way, the governor invited the president on a hunting trip. Although Roosevelt was a skilled hunter, he had no luck. To help him, the governor's assistants caught a large bear and tied it to a tree. The governor then invited the president to shoot the bear. Roosevelt thought this was unsportsmanlike and refused to fire. Newspapers across the nation carried the story. Cartoons showed the kind president with a small, cute black bear. Morris Mitchum, a candy shop owner in New York City, saw one of the cartoons. It gave him an idea. He asked his wife to make a stuffed bear. He put it in the shop window with a sign that read, "Teddy's Bear." Customers loved the toy bear. Mitchum and his wife gave up running their store. They made soft toy bears full-time. Their Ideal Toy Company became one of the largest toy manufacturers in the world. Follow-up. B. Wrap up. Morris Mitchum sold candy during the day and made stuffed animals with his wife, Rose, at night. They were inspired by a cartoon of President Roosevelt with a small black bear. The couple made a stuffed toy bear and put it in their store window. The bear was made out of soft fabric and was very popular with customers. Mitchum sent one of the toy bears to Roosevelt. He asked for permission to call it a teddy bear. Roosevelt agreed, although he hated the nickname Teddy. Today, the teddy bear is still popular. 40% of all teddy bears are sold to adults, and over 25% of American adults have their childhood teddies.